This part of the call is called Meet the Diamonds. Is our friend Steve on the call?
Yes, I am, Dave. How you doing?
Hey, Steve. I'm doing great. How you doing?
Doing wonderful tonight. Thank you.
Good. How's the weather down in Tampa?
It's been wonderful. We got a little cold front moving in tonight, but I think this will be the last one for the year. And other than that, the last few weeks have been pretty great. We've been out in the sun a little bit and getting our vitamin D. But it's been a wonderful spring so far, weather-wise, for us.
Wonderful, Steve. I can't wait to you and I to chat here a little bit. Let me, first of all, make a couple announcements. The next Humans Being More training that Nican is doing is around the country in several different cities, April the 5th and the 6th, and then again the following week, and the 12th and the 13th. You can go into mynican.com for all the information on these events. The Advanced Leadership Training is coming up on April the 12th and 13th. That's in the Washington, D.C. area. Again, it's in on the website. The next quarterly event, May the 17th, guys, you don't want to miss it. Some new announcements, huge announcements, some really great things are happening right now that they're going to be making some announcements coming up in May. All NECAN events, as we've always said, they lead to Orlando, Florida on October the 23rd and the 25th. My goodness, Steve, you could walk to Orlando, couldn't you?
Yeah, we're about 2 hours away.
I envy you. You'll probably
excited
have
about having it over this side of the country this year, for sure.
Right. I envy you. You'll probably have all of Tampa there, won't you? as I said, I want to welcome all of you to our Monday night Meet the Diamonds call. And this call is being taped. My name is Dave Stolzfus. My wife and I are NECAN Royal Diamonds. And for those of you who just joined us 30 minutes prior to this call, we do a NECAN preview call every Monday evening starting at 7:55 Eastern Standard Time to introduce NECAN to new people. It's a wonderful way to build this business from your home. You know, that's what we talk about. NECAN is an in-home business. We should learn all the new technologies that we have in NECAN right now in teaching our people that this is truly an in-home business, that they don't have to be out there every night. So, you know, Dennis Williams and other Royal Diamonds, they do a webinar, a webcast through NECAN that now you can hear a lot of presentations just from home and even the conference calls that we do. So, but I want to welcome our special guest here tonight, Steve Bono. He is from Tampa, Florida. Steve, I know that you sent me your bio, and I was reading it, and I was just totally impressed. You've been in NECAN for almost 13 years, and as you said, you've loved every minute of it, and as Ellie and I have. You went silver in the second month, gold in a year, platinum in 22 months, and diamond in 34 months. That's almost a record pace, Steve. You also made it to Royal Diamond on the anniversary month of your seventh year. I bet that was exciting.
Yes, it sure was.
Yeah, and you made your first million after 4 years in NECAN. And you say here that one of the things you like about NECAN the most is that it lets people reach their full potential by working and helping others reach their full potential. And isn't that true? You know, we talk a lot about humans being more training. But that's what we do every single day. Right, Steve? We're just in empowering humans to be more in the five pillars of their health.
Absolutely. We live it and discover it every day, like our NECAN motto says, for sure, you know.
Yeah. I liked here where you said that you had four NECAN cars. You were on the house plan now for over 9 years. Your next car is going to be a hybrid.
Absolutely. I'm going green. I told my mom the other day, you know, we come from a fairly, you know, poor family, and I said, I've had Jaguars, and I've had Mercedes, and I've had sports cars and Lexuses. I said, now I'm going hybrid, you know.
My next one is going to be one of those too, Steve.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You also have one of the largest global organizations in the world, literally, in NECAN. You are in 30-some different countries, which really makes you have one of these big global visionaries in all of NECAN. Did you ever think that this would happen to you, Steve?
That's a great question. You know, I've always dreamt about it, you know. I wanted to be a doctor when I was a kid, and, you know, I've taken some different seminars over the years, Dave, where, you know, what really came out of it was I really wanted to make a big difference in the world, you know.
Right.
And just never knew how to really live that, to really make that happen. And except through a seminar program, I know I didn't want to be the president of the United States, even though it's a good job. And I know that, I didn't want to be the head of the United Nations. So I didn't want to be a governor. I didn't want to be a politician or anything. So I really didn't know how I was going to do it. So when NECANN came along 13 years ago, it enabled me to all of us, not just me, but all of us, to play on a global scale, to really change the world and impact the world in a positive way. And the expression I like to use is have a world that works for everyone.
Absolutely.
And that's why I love the five pillars of health so much.
Steve, were you familiar with our distribution concept, network marketing, before you were introduced to NECANN?
Yes, I was. We had tried a few other companies a few years back, and with not a whole lot of success. And so I had kind of given up on the whole thing. We actually almost made a pact that we were never going to try another one again. Thank God I broke that pact.
Mm-hmm.
But we had always been intrigued by the concept. I mean, if you're not intrigued by it, you're not interested in the concept. You know, I want to check your pulse rate. You know, because for me, it was one of the few things that I could do and really become what I wanted to become. I didn't want to, I was afraid to become a doctor because I didn't think I was smart enough to go to medical school, and so I didn't really know what else to do. But I've always been intrigued by this concept, Dave, for many, many years now.
Yeah.
And NECANN was the vehicle that got me where I wanted to go.
Now, if you would have gone on to become a doctor, Steve, would you have the freedom you have today?
Absolutely not. I was reading in the paper the other day that most medical students today are actually choosing medical fields where they have an 8-to-5 job and they're not strapped to their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what the kids that are going to medical school are doing now. They realize that those 100-hour weeks could take a huge toll on their families and their children, and they're not, most of them nowadays are not willing to do that anymore.
Absolutely. Steve, take us back and share a little bit how you and Barbara were introduced to NECANN.
Well, it was going back of May of 1995. Just to give you a little background, I was a sales manager for a large Fortune 500 company, and I got downsized. I was, on the treadmill of life, working the long, all through my late 30s and early 40s. I was working the 12 to 14 hours a day, 6 days a week, and I wasn't seeing my family a whole lot. It actually did take a toll on my family and on my health. And so I actually was living that lifestyle for a number of years. But when you're in that, in your 30s and early 40s, you do just about anything to try and get ahead. And so I was leaving the house at 6:30 in the morning, coming home at 10, 11 o'clock every night. And I got downsized. It was a weird situation where they wanted me to leave my family during a hurricane over here in Florida, and I just told them I would like to wait and not go the day they wanted me to go because Hurricane Andrew was barreling up the Caribbean. And the guy said, no, I want you to go to Georgia to run leads. And I said, well, I'm sorry, I'm not going to go. And after 7 years with this company of putting in the 12 to 14 hours a day, the guy said, if you don't go, don't come back.
Mm.
And I went, well, guess what? I'm not coming back. That was this. I took my family became, my number one priority over my job. And from that point on, I was, again, looking to work for myself, work out of my home. I've always loved the home-based business concept, too. I've always wanted to be around my family. And after seeing Terry Latham's, video, Distributed Year, just reinforced exactly where I was at, where Terry and his wife and family are. They want to be with their kids.
Mm.
And I wanted to be with my family and my kids. I wanted to be around them and watch them grow up. And so that was my priority. And I knew that the home-based business and the network marketing industry could give me that. And so I made that a priority for myself.
And Steve, you had said you had tried some network marketing ventures before. There's not a lot of network marketing companies out there that have the history that NECANN has, that has that stability that they have, extremely product-driven. and you might have been introduced to one more that didn't make it and probably never would have gotten into network marketing again.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that that could have been your scenario.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But you know what happened is the products worked. Barbara at the time had a really, really severe back problem. She was working for a chiropractor. She could barely work an eight-hour day without putting ice in her back every morning and every evening just to get through an eight-hour work day. Our upline lent her the sleep system and a back flex. And she came home, and on the fourth morning she woke up, and her back pain was gone after 5 years of chronic back pain. And it caught my attention. You know, that's really what caught the attention of me. I had no concept about the technology before, you know, 13 years ago, a magnet basically stuck to her refrigerator, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We had no concept, no idea how magnetic technologies worked and far infrared technologies worked. And we had a 15-year-old mattress on our bed with plywood underneath it. And I've got a wife with 5 years of chronic back pain. That's how much we knew about sleep systems at that point. We were clueless
mm-hmm.
about, you know, how wellness, and we thought we were really into wellness. That's what the funny part is. You know, I've been in, I lived in Hawaii for years, and I was growing organic papayas, and, you know, I've been into health for a long time, but we had no idea about magnetic technology or far infrared, and we had no idea about sleep systems.
You know, Steve, that was the block in our mind. We could not get over the fact that you could take refrigerator magnets, put them on your bed, and feel better.
Exactly.
I mean, that was our impression when we were first introduced to magnets, and then always so appreciative of Vance reaching out to us and said, okay, try these, and I tried it. And one of the things I learned through that is that sometimes it's easier to influence someone's thinking through their feeling
mm-hmm.
than what it is through just giving them lots and lots of information.
Absolutely.
And because
it's definitely touchy-feely products, for
yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, you've been in the business, 13, 14 years?
It'll be 13 years in May, yeah.
And I'm sure that you have tons and tons of stories. You know, it's always good for people to hear our story and for us to share our stories with other people. But, you know, the real benefit, the thing that really grabs your heart, as good as our own stories are, is the stories of our people. Would you take one of your people in your organization, Steve, that you know of that has just physically, their life has just been totally changed through these products?
Oh, absolutely. You know, really, it is thousands and thousands of people. You know, what comes to mind is one of our platinums, Linda Morris. She's just an incredible human being, and she was a flight attendant, and she was married to a professional baseball player, and I was friends of theirs, but I didn't really know them that well, and they were actually on my chicken list when I first got started. If you know what that means, I was scared to call him, Dave.
Right, right.
Because he was a professional baseball player, and, you know, who am I to call up a professional baseball player? Didn't know that he had two or three back surgeries, and he even had staff in the hospital after one of his surgeries. That's he developed staff in the hospital.
Wow.
So, and I didn't realize that Linda, at the time, she's almost a diamond now with us, but she had, at that time, I think it was about 15 years of chronic migraine headaches.
Wow.
And she had been to, like, I don't know, 17 major doctors. She's flown all over the country. She had spent tens of thousands of dollars trying to alleviate her chronic migraine problem. And I didn't know that she had that. You know, sometimes people tend to keep some of their health challenges to themselves. And Linda heard about Nican through her chiropractor, who we had sponsored. And one day the migraine came on, an acupuncturist, and the acupuncturist told her to take the Mag Boys. We didn't even have the Power Mag at that time, and said, rub the Mag Boys on your neck and on your head for the 20-minute ride over to her office before she was going to treat it with acupuncture. And And Linda was getting really, really, really bad migraine headaches at the time. And so that's what Linda did. She, you know, took the mag bars and she was spinning them and rubbing them on her neck while she was driving to the lady's office. And sure enough, right before she got there, she just felt this huge relief from the mag boys, and her migraine went away.
Mm.
And it just blew her mind. It's like, I can't believe this really worked.
Mm.
And, of course, she still got treated and everything with the acupuncture. But from that day forward, Linda really started falling in love with the products. And to this day, she's probably more knowledgeable about all of our products and NECAN than probably anybody I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
She's right up there with the best about how every one of our products work in certain situations, in certain modalities, how they can help people in certain situations. And she's absolutely becoming an expert at the products. And I just am blown away, you know. But when a person is feeling that bad for that many years and she has tried everything you can possibly imagine, all the traditional sick care, you know, drugs and you know, didn't give her any relief, basically. It actually made things worse most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that point then, she's been on the sleep system, mag boys, all the nutritionals, the water, for the last, I guess she's been involved now for about going on 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, she could probably count having her migraines probably in one or two of her hands over 12 years, where before she was having them almost every day of her life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just, to me, just mind-boggling.
It is.
To have that, you know, 15 years, when she was a little girl, she was getting them, and now, you know, she's not getting her migraines anymore. And that's, you know, you just can't, the proof's in the pudding. You just can't imagine how she feels every day, waking up and feeling so good. And, of course, she's going to tell everybody she knows about the NECAN products for sure, you know.
Now, I want to point something out, Steve, because this is amazing, and this happens zillions of times in this business. And wellness consultants on this call really have to pick up this concept. What was your acupuncturist's name? What was his name?
There's a woman named Mary LaRue.
Mary LaRue. Now, is she still in the business?
She is not in the business.
Okay, now, you didn't know Linda, and Linda, you actually didn't even introduce
her. No, I knew Linda, but I was afraid to call her. I didn't know that she had the really bad migraine headache.
So the thought and the magic of thought and attraction, right? But the acupuncturist, who apparently you introduced to NECAN, who then introduced it to Linda, and Linda then happens to be, she is now first level to you?
Yeah, she's first level us, and she's four servers away from diamond right now.
Wow, soon to be a diamond.
Yep.
And you weren't even the one who introduced NECAN to her. You know, it's just, I tell people so often, Steve, and maybe you want to address this a little bit, that it really doesn't matter who you're sponsoring. The real secret to this business is who they know.
Exactly, and that's happened to me with Igor, my Royal Diamond at my first level, who went ahead and did so well over in Germany. Same situation. I called a friend of mine down in Sarasota. Actually, Dave, I met you down there right around that time.
I remember that, Steve.
Yeah, you did a training down there.
Yeah.
And called a buddy of mine up who I had met in a seminar program, and the guy... It's kind of wild, but he used to grow sprouts in the back of his pickup truck.
Oh, my goodness.
I swear. So he was really into health, and he was really into, you know, all the alternative medicines and everything like that. So I called him up. I met him, and we got along really well, and I asked him if he could put together a few people down in the Sarasota area for a little get-together. I had some people in town from Hawaii, my upline, Bart Cotter and Jim Hagedorn. And I asked him if he could maybe get a few people together down there for a little demonstration of the products. And sure enough, he called Igor at 4 o'clock in the afternoon of that day that we were going to get together. And Igor almost didn't come. He reluctantly came because he was a massage therapist at that point. And he thought he had already heard of all the different type of healing mechanisms out there. But he did come, and... He signed up that day. I met him through the other guy, and the other guy signed up. The two out of four people signed up that day, and my friend actually got involved with some other things that he was trying to do, and he quit calling me back, and but Igor and I stayed in touch after he signed up. Thank God I had gotten his number, and he was in the computer system, and we began to talk and stay in touch and everything like that, and I started going down to Sarasota once a week and asked him to put together his own little groups down there, and after on the fifth meeting, we sponsored his first two people. The first four times I went down there, no one showed up. But on the fifth time, we signed up two massage therapist friends of his, and that's how we started with Igor. And now he's a Royal Diamond, and he's got a story that is really intertwined around the world.
Now, you said you met with him four times and no one showed up, right?
No one. I asked him every time. That we were using his accounting friend's accounting office for our meetings. He had a little office in the room down there, and I went down there four straight weeks on a Wednesday night, and I asked him, and no guest showed up the first four times I went down. So I just would say, hey, I'll see you next week. Go get him, baby. And I would talk to him, you know, during the week, see how things were progressing. And then on the fifth time that I went down, the fifth week, he had two massage therapists, friends of his, show up, and they asked us about the double-blind studies and all the proof that magnets work. And, of course, we didn't have anything back then to, you know, show them. So we just said, hey, look, the proof's in the pudding, and we would do strength tests, and we would roll out their backs and, you know, and rub the mag boys on them and try and alleviate some sort of discomfort in their bodies, and sure enough, that's how we began with him. We signed up a married couple who were both massage therapists, and they were his first two people that joined up.
That is so awesome. You know, again, it's one of the reasons I just love this business,
yep.
Steve, is because with a lot of perseverance, and if you just don't quit,
yep.
It works.
It works. It's unbelievable how it all works.
Regardless of who you know. So now this is a second leg that you were introduced through friends. Now the person who introduced Igor, I'm assuming he has to be missing out on 50,000 or more a month.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's so funny. We went down and we went to this event about a year ago. Igor and I and Carol, his wife, and he was there. Our friend was there, and we all, you know, of course, we all joined together and talked for a bit, and he just goes, I know, y'all should kick me in the butt. I know, I should have stayed in with you guys. I've heard all the stories. It's all over Sarasota. You guys are become so successful. And he goes, I know, I keep kicking myself in the butt for not staying in with you guys.
Yeah,
you know, and he's still a great guy. You know, let me tell you what he really. It's a shame to say, but he was trying to sell a sheetrock patching kit on a home shopping network.
Oh boy!
At the time, and he had a brand new wife with a brand new baby, and his wife at home was not very much into him joining us in NECAN, and so he kind of, because he had a new wife and a new child, he felt like he had to follow the other thing, and he went. And of course, and, I mean, I hate to say it, but it never did work. He never was able to get it on home shopping work at, and he's still out there. He's got a company called Hire a Husband, and he's out there doing home repair work for people in Sarasota.
Oh,
he's
wow.
Still doing the same thing. 13 years have gone by, and nothing has really changed for him.
Wow.
Yeah, and we still like him, of course, but you know, we're doing our thing, you know, and he can.
Steve, how many people have you and Barbara sponsored personally into NECAN?
Altogether, over 13 years, I'd say about 100.
Okay.
Yeah, and the first year we sponsored 40, and out of the 40, we found the three, you know, really good ones that Igor and Linda and another gal named Gail, and those three went silver our first year, and we went gold within our one-year period in NECAN.
So about 1 out of 10.
Yep, about 1 out of 10.
About 1 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you estimate how many you have in your organization? How many distributors? I know it's hard, but can you?
Well, I can't keep up with it because it fluctuates, but I think the peak we had about 30,000, maybe even over 35,000 was, you know, and it fluctuates a little bit each year, but it's around that mark. It's gone up and down a little bit over the last 5 years, but it stayed close to that mark, you know, over the last few years.
About 35,000 distributors.
Yeah, 35,000. It can vary, you know, year to year. But that was our peak, about 35,000.
Don't you appreciate Nikan's compensation plan, where they have a seamless compensation plan, jumping from one country to the next?
Now, phenomenal.
Yeah.
I've got a relative of mine who felt like they should do something else more with the ladies' products, and I was looking at their comp plan the other day, and it goes 6%. First level, 5%, second, 4%, 3%, and at the sixth level, it's 1%.
Mm.
And I just can't imagine getting paid at 1% on the sixth level when that's where all your people are, you know.
That's incredible.
Oh, I know. When you really look at them all, it's, we really do have the best plan out there by far, I think.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. What incentive do you have to reach underneath someone to help them become successful?
Exactly. You're always going to be trying to sponsor people and stay in you're always going to be working people on your top instead of working people way down at 4th, 5th, and 6th level.
Right. Now, you said around 30 countries. Nikan's in 40-some countries. Do you know exactly, is it 41, 42 countries they're in now? Or?
Yeah, I think it's about 41, 42. I haven't been able to keep up with it lately.
Right.
You
now,
know?
Of the 30 countries, give or take a few, how many of those countries have you been in personally?
I'd say out of 30, I've probably been in about half of them.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been in about half. I go to Europe. I've been going to Europe once or twice a year for the last 11 years. And, you know, when I go there, I'll go to Switzerland and Austria and Germany. And but, you know, I haven't been, like, to Poland yet. I haven't been to Hungary yet. I haven't been to, Colombia yet. I haven't, probably about half of them. I haven't been the other 15.
Yeah. And so you've been in, as you said, you travel the world a lot. I'm assuming 90-95% of that is a tax write-off.
Absolutely. I love that, man. When I go to, we went to Japan 2 summers ago for the, our international 30-year conference, and then we stopped off in Hong Kong on the way home and did a presentation at the Hong Kong Nikan office, and of course we were at the Peninsula Hotel.
Mm.
Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't, Steve.
Okay, it's absolutely one of the nicest hotel chains in the world. They pick you up at the airport in a Rolls Royce.
Yeah,
and we drove from the airport to the hotel in a Rolls Royce and got dropped off at the hotel, and it's just phenomenal. You know, some of the perks of being a Nikan Diamond, a Royal Diamond like that.
Right. Now, you said you were, before you got into Nikan, you were working 40, 50 hours with the guy who told you to go take a hike. Do you feel, this is a tough question. I'm asked it all the time, and I don't know why I'm asking it, because I can never answer. How many hours a week do you work in Nikan?
Well, I tell people I put in about 4 hours a day. I just think that's about, and it fluctuates, some days it could be more, could be 6, 8, 10 hours. Other days, it's no hours. But we average about 4 hours a day, about 5 or 6 days a week. So we average about 20 to 25 hours a week. And we feel that's a good balanced lifestyle. I like to live the philosophy of the company, which is the five pillars of health. And, no longer do I want to put in those 10, 12, 14 hours a day just towards the money pillar.
Mm-hmm.
We just came back from a nice sunset walk, and we walked a few miles, and, we just like to have that balanced lifestyle and, spend time with the children, spend time with friends and other causes that we have in life. And so I think, 4 or 5 hours a day is a good time to put into a company like this. And I'm a pretty high energy guy, and so when I do work, I work at a pretty fast pace too. Mm-hmm. So I seem like I can always find something to do, Dave. It's really interesting. There's no lack of not staying busy in a business like this. I'm always thinking of new ideas and new ways to empower my people. And I think the technology with the internet and the company now with the WebEx and
mm-hmm.
and there's just so many ways now that we're going to be able to empower our groups, not only here in the United States and Canada, but around the world. So technology with the internet is really, I think, advancing the whole industry, because we'll be able to see each other now on cameras out of our homes and.
Mm-hmm.
And we all want to be, we all want to work out of our houses, I know, for the most part. And, I mean, even though I do like to travel at times, and I'll be going back to Germany in September for an event, I do cherish being able to be here in my house with my family. That's really important to me.
Absolutely. And when you don't have anything to do, you can always go into the Internet, go through the Internet and check out your worldwide organization and see what they're doing today, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's a lot of fun. Steve, you shared earlier a health testimonial, and of all the people you have in your organization, I can't imagine how many of these stories you have. Share a story with us on kind of a rags-to-riches kind of story. People, because of the opportunity, has just literally transformed their life.
Well, you know, we have a lot, especially over in the German market, because I know quite a few of the people over there, too. You know, we literally have, you know, diamonds and royal diamonds, and we have hundreds of platinums and hundreds of golds and probably thousands of silvers over there. But it goes back to my royal diamond here, my first love, and that's Igor Grundel. And when I first met Igor, he was living in an 800-square-foot house in Sarasota with no air conditioning.
Wow.
And he was a massage therapist, you know, working for a chiropractor. And his wife, Carol, was working in the medical field, I think making around $32,000 to $35,000 a year. And he was making about $300 a week. And he actually was working before that. And he had a little baby boy named Eric. And, you know, they had a cute little house. I keep joking with him, we should have bought the house and turned it into a museum, you know, for him. Because that would have been a nice test, kind of like Abe Lincoln's first log cabin, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always like to joke around like stuff like that. But he was so committed to health. And, you know, he was phenomenally smart about, you know, he had studied a lot of different German methods of wellness. And he knew a lot about health, but he had never done it in network marketing before. He had been approached by quite a few, but he was kind of against it. And you know, like I said, the first four times I went down there, no one showed up. He very easily could have given up.
Mm-hmm. And so could have you.
Yeah, and so could have, I could have given up too. I mean, both of us could have thrown in the towel. I tell you, Dave, I got to acknowledge you on the phone tonight because one of the first main trainings we took was with you down in Sarasota, and you told us, we walked up to you at the training together, and you told us one of the things you said was, look for people like yourselves.
Yes, yes.
And that was one of the first things that caught my attention, like, because we were both health-conscious people, and you could probably knew we really wanted to impact the world in a big way, but we had no clue how. We were both pretty much rookies at network marketing at that point. And we both had our struggles, but we both persevered. And he didn't want to get up in front of the room in the beginning, and then he finally, you know, decided that he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did a training up at my house one day. I can't remember the author's name right now, but it was one of those trainings where, you know, it's really declare what you want in life. And he came out and said he wanted to make over $200,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked to hit the floor at that point because he, you know, we weren't even anywhere near. We were silvers at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And when he said that, and then Linda said that she wanted to have her own plane and her own pilot because she used to be a flight attendant. Actually, she still was a flight attendant at that point with TWA, who actually went out of business. But when both of them said that, I looked over and I said, I got two superstars right here in my house tonight. And I knew that both of them were going to be very, very good at NECAN, and they both have. So,
and you could have easily missed that, Steve, if, as so many people do, they give up after that second or third or fourth or fifth. I know someone who went to the top in a network marketing organization. The first 10 times that he invited people to their house, no one showed up.
Mm-hmm. It can very easily happen, but
yeah. Thank
God of the trainings that you started back then, and I know you had someone in Sarasota at that time, and
mm-hmm. And
then we went to one of the Team Diamond events over in Hilton Head, and we really caught a big picture there, and then we went to the NECAN convention that year, and then the Humans Being More training in Fort Lauderdale, he and I both attended together, and that really, really captured our vision, and it defined our purpose. You know, one thing about NECAN, Dave, was before NECAN, I thought I knew what my purpose was in life, but I wasn't really living it, you know? I was really great being a sales manager, and I was really great at training people and motivating people, but I was working with a big home improvement company with Sears and Roebuck. Mm-hmm. And so I was good at what I was doing, but I wasn't in a field that was really giving me what the full satisfaction in life was to making a difference in the health and wellness field. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why I wanted to be a doctor when I was a teenager. You know, I really wanted to impact, you know, health in people's lives. And then when NECAN came along and then the Humans Being More training, I remember drawing in my left hand a picture of me speaking in front of 5,000 people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've spoken in front of 12,000 people in NECAN. And mm-hmm. so just about everything that I've learned and was taught in NECAN through the HBM and through the training have pretty much come through, which is really amazing. Nothing else I've ever done has ever come true, and mm-hmm. and NECAN has truly given me my break in life, and that's why. And one other thing I wanted to share with you is, where else in the world can so many people like us impact the world on a global scale? Mm-hmm. You know, where else can you do this? I mean, you know, again, I don't want to be a politician, I don't want to be a president, I don't want to be a governor, but in NECAN, I truly can impact the world on a global level. And that alone is the privilege that we have in NECAN. We kind of forget about that, you know. We really forget that we really are impacting the world, and we're changing the way the world is looking at health and wellness. I just think it's a privilege to be able to operate at the level we're operating on a worldwide scale and know that we really are a big part in changing this world. And I'm just, you know, and I've been watching, like, the Al Gore stuff, you know, with global warming, and I've been watching all the green stuff that's happening, and I truly believe this is just the beginning of the critical mass. I really believe it's begun this year. Mm-hmm. I really believe that 2008 will be known as the year of the change from one of sick care treatments to one of wellness. I feel like this is 2007, 2008 are the 2 years where things have begun to change, and so that's why, to me, we're at the forefront. You know, look what happened with the Air Wellness Power 5 with the ozone. All of a sudden, California came out with, you know, they won't let anybody sell ozone anymore, and Canada's been doing that for years, and we've been saying this for years. Now it happened, and look at the pharmaceuticals in our water supply. We've been saying that for years, and now it's coming out, and there's so many prophecies that we've been talking about for now. But Dave, you probably been talking about it for 15 to 20 years. I've been talking about it for 10 to 13 years. Look what's beginning to happen. All these prophecies are coming true. Mm-hmm. And it's really, I mean, it just tickles me to death to see that we're on the right path, and we're doing the right things, and we just have to continue to do them and keep getting better and better at them. And before you know it, the changes are going to keep happening, and things are going to get better for, you know, for not just us, but for the whole, I think, the whole world.
Yeah.
I really do believe that.
NECAN with wellness is indeed the Microsoft of the wellness industry.
Yep.
You know, Steve, you and I and all wellness consultants on this call, we talk about things 5-10 years before it's even hits the news sometime.
Yeah.
You know, we have a water expert here in Virginia by the name of Charlie Franklin, who does water talks around the state of Virginia and the other states, and he was talking about some of these pharmaceuticals 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's really hitting, and just a lot of stuff that is coming out of the news. My goodness, we've been doing this. We've been sleeping on this sleep set. We've been drinking the water. We've been breathing the air that has been so healthy for us for about 10 years before people are now begging us to get some of this stuff.
I know. I'm starting to get more and more phone calls just out of an ad I have in a publication. communication here just from people who want our, I mean, wait till the water, you know, with ionizer. I mean, you know, you look at the Super Bowl, Dave, and there was more money spent on advertising the Super Bowl for water this year than was on beer.
Wow.
You know, you think, I mean, it sounds kind of silly, but that's a big deal, you know.
Right.
And now you walk into supermarkets and every type of water with the different colors and the antioxidants and the pomegranate juice now is in all, you know, and then Publix is got this whole new organic section of their supermarket called Greenwise, and they're putting all this money into that, and Whole Food, you know, you walk into these Whole Foods and there's just thousands of people. I was in New York not too long ago, and the line at the Whole Food in Manhattan was unbelievable, how many people in Manhattan are buying organic food.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. The lines are just stacked 10, 20 people deep with five lines just waiting to try to get to the front to give them that money. It's just amazing how much money Whole Foods is making right now in certain places. And, again, we're at the forefront of this, and we have so much to look forward to, Dave, with the next 3 to 5 years. It's just phenomenal.
It's just incredible. You know, our communities are wanting to get well. People are wanting. They're reaching out. The information is out there. It gets out there so fast. And I challenge my distributors so often, Steve, as I know you do too, that just because they want this information, my goodness, guys, they don't know that we exist. You know, we have to let people know that we're a Nican Wellness Consultant.
Because we're the messengers,
because
we just want to keep sharing ourselves as powerfully and effective as we can, and keep getting. Basically, most people still don't know we exist, like you said.
Exactly. Exactly. Steve, I want to go in a little different direction here for a little bit. I know there's a lot of wellness consultants on this call who know people in other countries. Give us some advice as to what that person should do, what we should do if we know somebody in another country.
Well, the first thing you want to do is go silver, you know, in your mother country, which would be here in the States or Canada, and then you want to do your IBC certification. That's the International Business Certification for the $150, and it's like a 30-minute open book test, and get that certification out the way. Then you want to, you know, if you have to call them in the other countries, of course, hopefully you speak the same language or you speak the language and everything, but basically you want to have them, you know, go to the website. I found the website today. Our website's very good at giving them that short introduction to what's possible and what the product line looks like and the business model looks like. And then if you can, you want to find out who in their town where they live, whether there's some activity, a NECAN event that's going on in the area where they're living.
How's the best way to get that information, Steve?
Well, you can go on the international website.
Okay.
You know, you can go to TeamEuropa.com, too, if it's in Europe.
Uh-huh.
You can also go on the NECAN website, and they have a list of all the countries on the NECAN website, and you can click on the country you're looking for, and you can, and a lot of times they'll give you information. If you may have to call distributor relations if you can't find it, but you know, we are a networking business, and most of it's done through networking with other people. Call your upline, Diamond or Royal Diamond, and see if who they may know in a certain country that you're wanting to go into. Between all the most of the Diamonds and Royal Diamonds are well connected through the President's Club, and we all know each other well enough, and we can call each other to get information like that too. And then use the internet, I think, would be the first thing, and then invite them to go to an event in the local market where they live if they have something going on. Usually it's better for you to call that person in that area and introduce yourself with your upline just to let them know someone is coming over to the get-together with them. And you always want to ask them to return the favor. Say, well, I'm from the St. Pete, Tampa Bay area, and if you ever have anybody over here, always feel free to call me, and if I can ever help you, I always will. And that, it just helps to know that you're there for them, too. And that's one of the things that in NECAN, it always has impressed me that, you know, we're all one big family, and we're all one big team, and we're all out to help each other win. And so that's what I would do. I would start with the internet, then go onto the websites to look at the countries and the cities, and then see and then make a phone call to the person over there.
Yeah, and as you said, one of the first steps is get yourself to silver in your home country. Now, can wellness consultants then drop ship products to a prospect? Let's say that I know someone in Germany.
Normally you don't do that just because I don't even know if they even accept your credit cards like that. What I would probably do first is just have them go to the meeting. If they like what they see, but if they still don't want to join, then maybe you would mail them, you know, something from your inventory yourself. Normally I don't drop ship them something from the other country. Okay. I know sometimes it can be a little bit of a challenge ordering things from American. Okay. And do you do that, Dave? Because I normally don't do that.
No. Normally, what I've done is I basically convince them or try to convince them how important it is to just register as a wellness consultant, and then they'll get their kid in their language, and they will also then be
And then they can go ahead and get a few things for their families, and then try it, experience it, and then it usually builds off of that. Once they use some of the products and they like them, then they want to get more products for them and their family members, and then usually they want to invest into their wellness home and start building their wellness home into a wellness environment for them and their families.
Okay. Another question, Steve, concerning building your business. How do you prospect today? I mean, are you still prospecting the same way you did from day one, or is it a little bit different? You have a little different twist on it? I know you don't have to prospect.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. I'm always prospecting. I guess it's become part of the business we're in. But I'm doing it now on a little bit different level. I like to make a friend, and I've always liked to make a friend first. So I'm building relationships, and I think the diamonds and raw diamonds are people who really know how to ask questions when they meet people. And I'll give you an example. I was invited to the yacht club downtown St. Petersburg the other night. I had met an older couple, very wealthy, at a Christmas party. And we really just hit it off, and come to find out that the man had been bit by one of these recluse spiders, and he was having all kind of problems with his ankle and everything. So we started talking, and we talking about that, and I was talking about helping him with that and everything like that. And then she says, "Well, my daughter is a real estate agent in Beverly Hills, California." And I'm going, "Oh, okay." And she goes, "Well, she's also the number one real estate agent in Beverly Hills. She sells $300 million a year in real estate." Well, you know, my ears like to perked up like a rabbit, right? And I went, "Okay, I'm thinking of wellness home."
Mm-hmm.
And then she says, "I'm going to give you her website, and she sells to all the Hollywood stars and all the Arabs." And I am just like, you know, I am like tickled pink. I'm like squirming in my chair going, "Hey, I got to meet your daughter," you know. So, but I knew I had to get him on the products, too, to help him, you know, feel better. And that's what you got to realize. You know, once somebody gets a benefit off the product, they want to tell, you know, all their family members and their friends in their immediate circle of influence. So I'm still working on that, but I did go to her daughter's website, and sure enough, this woman is the top real estate agent in all of Beverly Hills, California. So I am slowly right now working on building a relationship with her, and so they like me and trust me, and then I would like to move in, you know, and hopefully get her enrolled into the wellness home in California and all that stuff. But those are just one story of how I'm prospecting now. I do it on a, you know, I enjoy their company. They enjoy my company. They want to be around me. I want to be around them. We all want to help each other in some way. And it's I guess I've always done it like that. This is how I like to do business. And most people like to do business with their friends and family members that they like and trust. And and that's how I've always built most of my contacts like that, Dave.
Yeah, and it confirms again to me, Steve, that I don't care how you slice it, it always boils back down to relationship building.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And I'm still looking for people that can go diamond in 1 or 2 years. I'm always going to be doing that, you know.
Right.
My goal is to become a Royal Ambassador. My goal is to have, you know, 6 diamonds and Royal Diamonds at my first level.
Now,
so I've still got a little ways to go with that. And that's what I'm doing. I'm still working on that goal, and I'll probably always be working on that goal.
And I think you mentioned, Steve, earlier when you first got in the business, the first year you sponsored 40 people, right?
Yes.
Now, I'm sure that you were not that selective when you first got into the business.
No, I wasn't. We were even going through toll booths trying to recruit the toll collectors at that point. But that didn't matter. We were so excited. We were sponsoring everybody, anybody we can get our hands on back then.
Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all. Not at all. And I still encourage that. When you get excited and passionate about NECAN, sponsor anybody and everybody, as many people as you can and want to sponsor them. And don't hold back and don't be selective. And because like my buddy Dennis Sarasota led me to Igor, and like the acupuncturist led us to Linda.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be selective. Sponsor them all, and the more the merrier. I think they're all important because they are. Everybody's important. Everybody is equally important in one way or the other to everybody else. So sponsor as many people as you can.
Yeah, absolutely. And then work with those who show up at the meeting.
Absolutely.
You know, who are interested in what you're interested in.
Absolutely.
I want to go back because I would like for you mentioned a website, Steve, before I forget it, and then I want to ask you another question here. You mentioned, what was that, Team Europa?
Team Europa.
Yeah, Europa. Would you spell that for the people on the call?
Yeah, it's EUROPA, Europa.
That's TEAM.
Yeah.
EUROPA.
Yeah, TeamEuropa.com.
.com. Okay,
yeah.
Wonderful. How many times have you attended Humans Be More training?
I've done it 5 times, and I'm going to be doing it again here on April 12th and 13th in Tampa. We won the regional markets for the new HBM Business Fundamentals. So we'll be having an event here. I'll be speaking as one of the hosts, Royal Diamonds, for the area. So we invite everybody on the call tonight who still hasn't done the HBM or who wants to review it, because I'm going to be reviewing it again for the 6th time, to sign up for one of the events on the East Coast. Anybody in the East Coast, anywhere really. But we have people flying in from upstate New York and from New Orleans and all parts of the East Coast down to our Tampa event on April 12th and 13th, Dave. So please pass that around for anybody up in Virginia or anywhere else in your group that may. We'll have some people. We work very closely, Dave, with some of Stefan's people in your group that on a pretty regular basis down here.
Yeah, yeah. Appreciate your leadership down there, Steve.
Yep.
For the sake of the people who are on the call tonight who have never been to Humans Being More Training, Steve, sell them on the idea why they need to go. Why their success in NECAN is so dependent on this.
Absolutely. The first time I did a training similar to this was I was 32 years old. And my mom knew I had a lot in me. She just, I didn't know how to channel my energy and focus on what I want. I wasn't at the hands and levers of my life, David, if you know what I mean. I was this great person, and everybody could see my greatness, but I was all over the place. You know, I was this free-spirited guy who just was living life to the fullest, but I wasn't at the hands and levers of my life. And with the HBM, Human Being More does, it gives you access to parts of your life that maybe you never had access to before.
Mm-hmm.
And when you begin to be able to access these things, your life seems to explode in a direction where you've always wanted to go, but you never knew how.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty of these trainings, is it gives you access to things that you really want to do and you want to have and you want to become, but you never knew how before to access these things. And that's what's so great about these trainings. And so, like, the one of the things for me was my past, with, you know, not having a father. My father died in a car accident, and I didn't know how that was affecting me and my relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so once I went through that process of being able to realize how it affected me in certain areas, I was able to access that more, and my relationships became more intimate,
mm-hmm.
deeper, and that's what, and NECAN is so important for your relationships with your downline and your and the people you bring in, to have these deeper, intimate relationships with the people you're working with, and how to speak to them and how to empower them to become the people they want to become. So the HBM gives you that, and there's very few seminars out there that can give you that access to your life the way that you really want it to go and you want it to be and you want it to become. But most of us are out there not knowing what we really want out of life and how to get to the points of life we want. And these trainings will give you that access. And that's what's so powerful about them.
You know, corporations who pay for this, or their employees or their upper management goes to these kind of two-day seminars. I mean, they're charging $2,000 to $5,000 for
yeah.
a weekend. Where NECAN's, what, is less than $200?
Or $95 now, David. It's unbelievable how inexpensive it is.
It's incredible.
Oh, and the people who put them on have been doing it for 15, 20 years. They're so professional. And,
right.
And, oh, it's just so, very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. And I'm on my sixth one, and I'll continue to do them for probably until the day I die, you know.
So how many life cycle plans have you done?
The same amount. I've done five, and I'm gonna, of course, do a new one in the one in April. And just about everything I put on my life cycle plans have come true. It's really amazing how powerful those things are.
Yeah, they teach you that principle as to why that happens and how that happens. Wow. We're coming down to the bottom of the hour here. This call has been taped this evening by GrowingInWellness.com. That's growinginwellness.com, and you can get a copy of this call and this tape and pass it on to your people. Steve, what do you see NECAN's future to be as we close up here?
Well, and I'd like to thank you for inviting me on the call, David. I've always admired and respected you since the very first day I met you in Sarasota, and you've been a big influence on me and my life and my business, and I want to thank you publicly for everything you've done.
Thank you.
I see, you know, if I had a crystal ball in front of me right now, I see that we're all on the right path to what NECAN can give us. The five pillars of health, we need to be getting balanced, doggone it. Meaning all of us.
Mm-hmm.
We're a society today that's very unbalanced. We're pretty much, you know, out of control in a lot of things. With crime and drugs and many health care system, you know, like you said, 45 million people out there with no insurance, and you know, can you imagine living that life every day without having insurance on your family?
I can't.
And so we're out of balance. And so if we can, as a company, continue to grow exponentially, you know. I mean, right now we got a million of us in this company. I like to talk millions and billions a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a million of us in this company right now worldwide in 40, approximately, give or take, okay? Well, I'd like to see us quadruple these numbers, okay, every year and over the next 3 to 5 years, because this is where we pretty much put the line in the sand, okay? Where we've got the momentum moving with the green movement. We've got the momentum movement, global warming. We know we have to make a change. NECAN is at the forefront of the wellness technology revolution. Basically, nobody's heard about us. We've got to find ways through the internet and through sharing and wellness home parties and the wellness home product that we want to brand the wellness home. That's what we got to figure out. How can we brand the wellness home and get that out to everybody in all 40 countries, okay? That NECAN is the company. You want to get your home a wellness home, and you want to share that with as many people as possible. So sponsoring people is what we want to really focus on right now. We want to quadruple our ranks.
Mm-hmm.
you want to triple our ranks. We want to triple our sponsoring. We want to, if you really want to impact the world right now, we want to get the NECAN name out there with everybody knowing who we are and people getting excited and wanting. We want to have a lot of 1,000 people outside of our hotel room wanting to get into our meetings, mm-hmm. wanting to be part of something much bigger than themselves. And that's why the humans being more trained is so powerful, because it gives people that access to these, to become diamonds and royal diamonds and become superstars in the field that we're in. So we just want to crank up the volume, basically. Mm-hmm. We want to get in the rhythm. We want to get into the rhythm of the quarterly. We want to quadruple our numbers at the quarterly event. May 17th, we want to have triple what we had on February 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then we want to just keep increasing these numbers. And then by doing that, we'll have more people, you know, with their minds coming together to learn and how we can brand the Wellness Home and how we can brand the NECAN name to get the word out. And with, I see in the future people like Al Gore, you know, probably using it, putting the NECAN name maybe in some of his films. And, you know, we want to get the Move the Shakers and the chains, like Bono, for example. He talks about AIDS a lot in Africa. Well, we want to get Bono interested in the NECAN philosophy of the five pillars of health. We want to bring the leaders in music and film and health, and with doctors and philosophers in the health, bring them in to what we're doing and include them all in one way or the other. And to me, that's what I see what's going to happen. We're going to, you know, we are going to impact this world by getting more and more people involved with the thinking that's behind what we want to accomplish, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I see. That's what I see is going to happen. And so I'm just excited as I can be about it. And I'm just ready to go out there and sponsor some more people right now.
That's awesome. Steve, fax me an application. I'd love to.
Okay. Well, you are definitely one of those leaders, David, and these phone calls do make a huge difference.
Oh, well, wonderful, Steve. Well, you've made a big difference in a lot of people's lives tonight, Steve, and really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule, even though it's 4 hours a day. But we appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely, and I appreciate your leadership out there, Steve. So thanks again, and looking forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I want to thank all of you for being on the call tonight. God bless you, and have a great week.